and purse spray. No matter who your special lady is this Mother's Day, she deserves Shiseido from Dayton's Cosmetics. Caller number 11 now at 888-4444 gets that Brett David Gates album. Compliments of D.G. Watt. 610, 52 degrees.
Lost in a dream.
You like that, Mark? I was singing along with the record there.
I like the record, but you can shut up any time.
Oh, well, I thought DJs are supposed to sing over the records.
Not while you've got your microphone open.
Oh, I see. Only in the studios. We have a winner
on
the line.
You have a lot to learn, you know that?
I know. I forget. Marge Scove, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things in Cottage Grove this morning?
Just fine.
You know that my mother's name was Marge?
Oh, wonderful.
Matter of fact, it still is. Mom's still around, and her name is still Marge. That's for real. Charlie tells everybody that his mother's name was whatever the girl says their name is, because he uses it as a line, but I'm telling you the truth, Marge.
Right, absolutely.
Is it raining in Cottage Grove yet today?
Not yet. It's getting ready to, though.
You got the 11th call here, so you get the David Gates Bread album. Anybody in your family going to go to the concert? It's coming up this pretty quick here.
No, but my son, he sure likes his records. Though,
well, when he gets the record, he's going to want to see the concert, too. Where do you work, Marge?
Sterling Plastics in West St. Paul.
Sterling Plastics, yes. West St. Paul. What do you make over there?
Helmets, seat covers, you name it, we make it.
You cover them from end to end, huh?
Right.
You mean what, the motorcycle helmets and things like that?
Right.
I suppose since the law went into effect, that's been a big business over there.
Oh, yes, we're doing quite well, yes.
You know, I had a brother worked at a plastics plant, I think over at St. Paul Plastics. He said it's pretty hot to work in those plastics plants.
Oh, it is. It is in the summertime, you bet.
Have to work around those hot injection machines and the likes?
Right. Well, we don't have air conditioning in a plant, you can't. So it gets pretty warm in the summertime, but it's nice in the winter.
It's a sweatshop.
Yeah.
I hope your boss isn't listening.
They were outlawed, Marge. You can complain about this.
All right. Well, listen, you have a good day, Marge. Congratulations winning the David Gates Bread LP, and we hope you have a nice day.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Don't work too hard there.
Okay, bye-bye.
614 to DGY with Don Martin, Mark Anderson sitting in here for Charlie Van Dyke, who's off on a vacation. Till tomorrow. DGY with the Shoeshine Boy, Eddie Kendricks, at 6:18, 18 past 6 at DGY, the morning show with Don Martin, Mark Anderson, Charlie Van Dyke, still off on vacation. He'll be back tomorrow. And coming up soon is your chance to get hit with $111, either 11 or 111. The longer you listen, the more you win, so leave it on 11. Excuse me, I'm afraid to... come in.
Hello. Oh, Daddy Pooh, you're looking so good.
Brilsbasus, you son of a gun. How in the world are you? And without Charlie here, what brings you in this morning?
Oh, well, I just had to stop by and tell you how wonderful and marvelous your songs are. Oh, I've just been dancing and prancing all morning long. And you are doing swell without Charles. Oh, but I do with Charles with here.
Is there any particular reason?
I was going to tell him about this marvelous new game I have. In fact, I'm playing it today. Perhaps he'd like to come along.
What kind of game is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you see, I go over to Southdale, you know. Have you ever been to Southdale?
Yes.
Well, that's where I go. And then I go right downstairs, then to the basement.
Uh-huh.
And I skip right past Piccadilly Circus.
Right past,
and
yes.
Into the restrooms there, you see.
Yes.
Oh, and that's where the game starts.
Uh-oh. Tell me, Bruce, he hesitatingly asked, how do you play the game?
I just see how long I can dance in the men's room before all sorts of trouble flares up. Well, TTFN, ta-ta
yes.
For now.
Ta-ta, bro. See you, Rob.
I'm not.
DGY, 24 past 6 in the morning. Don Martin for Charlie Van Dyke. It's 52 degrees.
I was just going to say that.
I saved you all
good
that.
Good morning. Yep, cloudy skies this morning. Tonight, 45 and the high tomorrow, 65. At 6:30, cloudy skies and 52 degrees.
Coming up, your chance at a Bachman-Turner Overdrive album this half hour of the morning show. 29 now after 6, 52 degrees. DGY. 6:31. 52 degrees in the Twin Cities. $11 or $111. DGY heavy hit coming up soon. So leave it on 11.
Do you?
And I don't like to either. Maybe a little laborious would help.
No.
25 before 7 at DGY on the morning show. Charlie Van Dyke still gone today. I'm proud to report that I have received a presidential pardon for yesterday's show, however, and we're filling in here with Mark Anderson sitting by.
Yes, but the scars are deep. I've noticed the welts on your back this morning.
Yes, a little salt sprinkled over them yesterday morning, yeah. Well, that's the way it goes. That's showbiz, they say. I could try out for Hunchback of Notre Dame, then maybe get a part in a movie. Who knows? 25 before 7 at DGY, and we have 52 degrees overcast skies, and the forecast calling for cloudy skies throughout the day. Chance of rain or thundershowers today through tomorrow. High today of 66, low tonight 45, a high tomorrow 65. Hope it's sunny by Friday, because the cat man, that's the ticket, is looking for the biggest David Gates is the greatest poster. You can make your own David Gates is the greatest poster and bring your poster to DGY Studios right here this Friday at 5 in the afternoon. We're going to judge them right out in the lot there, and the winner's going to receive dinner for two plus a pair of front row tickets to the DGY David Gates concert, which is coming up Wednesday night, May 14th. Not only that, but you will be driven to and from the Gates concert in a limousine. Doesn't say from where, but you will be driven to and from the concert in a limousine. You just make the poster and then bring it on out to the cat Friday at 5 right here at DGY.
K's Paradise.
Woo! Oh, I ran out of time. Holy smoke, that's a short song. Well, 21 before 7 at DGY. I'm going to give something away. What am I going to give away? Oh, I'm going to give away a Bachman Center Overdrive album. You be caller number 11 at 888-4444, and it's all yours. 21 to 7, DGY 52 degrees.
Thank you! Oh, thank you, thank you!
18 before 7, we got a winner on the line here. Let me get the phone on. Good morning! Are you there, Tally?
Yeah.
How you doing this morning?
Great.
Tally Huss, is that right?
Right.
On 63rd Avenue Northeast up there, and Fridley is the winner of that Bachman Turner Overdrive album. You a BTO fan?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, then you ought to be thrilled. You go to school up there, do you?
Yeah, Fridley.
Tell me, are you, Fridley was the town 10 years ago yesterday. You got hit by all those tornadoes, right?
Right.
Were you around at that time?
Yeah.
Do you remember the tornadoes?
Very well.
What can you tell us about your personal experiences?
We almost got killed.
Is that a fact? Did your house get damaged and so forth?
Yeah, destroyed.
Beg your pardon?
Destroyed.
Totally destroyed.
Yeah.
Did you build on the same area, same lot?
Same, exact.
I bet it makes you nervous then you hear things about, like that tornado in Omaha last night, huh?
No, you get over it.
Well, let's hope we don't have anything else like that coming up once again.
Yeah.
A little bit on the cloudy side today, chance of some rain or thunder showers, but we aren't looking for any tornadoes today. Tally, you got yourself an album by BTO, and our thanks to you for talking with us this morning. We hope you have a good day.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. DGY. Girl would help, too. Love is all you need. DGY, 9 minutes before 7. 9 before 7 at DGY, 52 degrees and overcast skies, heading for a high today of about 66 with a chance of rain or thundershowers today through tomorrow.
Three tornadoes ripped through Omaha, Nebraska last night. We'll have details coming up about 5 minutes from right now.
Say, you have a chance of going out to lunch with Judy and Charlie and me, I guess. We're going to do it once again, inviting several people to come along with us for lunch at the Roadway Inn on the Strip at 494, and here's how you win. You just stop by at any of the Goodman jewelry stores in the metropolitan Twin Cities area or suburbs and register to win a lunch with Charlie and Don and Judy at the Roadway Inn. You got to be 16 or over. No purchase necessary. We'll be looking forward to having lunch with you if you're one of the winners we draw out of the hat. 8 before 7, 52 degrees. Rain. Take a raincoat. DGY. I love that song. I'm not crazy about Tom D. Hall, but that's another story. 6 before 7.
All righty. 52 degrees and cloudy skies. You got a chance of rain in the forecast. Good morning. And we'll have more music right after this quick update. Cloudy skies and 52 degrees.
DGY 704. Coming up this hour, your shot at the David Gates Bread album. Also, DGY exclusive Beatles 10 plus 1 celebration posters. Leave it on 11. 52 degrees. 707. 7:07 in the morning show. Charlie Van Dyke will be back tomorrow morning. Don Martin sitting in along with Mark Anderson. Judy, Officer Judy's going to be here in seconds to give you a report on what's going on those highways out there. If you are tied up in a traffic jam along the freeway this morning and you happen to be jammed up alongside of a little tiny Pontiac, that's no excuse to say, move your Astra over. No. You cannot say that. I doubt that I could have. But it's a little late to worry. 7:09 at DGY, 9 past 7 in the morning, 52 degrees, forecast calling for cloudy skies today. There is a chance of rain or thunder showers today through tomorrow. Oddity of 66, low tonight of 45, tomorrow's high 65, cloudy overcast skies in the Twin Cities at this hour at 7:10. It's 52 degrees.
Your report.
I live on the old oak tree, the branches fell off and died. I'm not much of a romanticist. 13 past 7 in the morning. How's the traffic moving there, Ossifer Judy?
Ossifer?
Well, I'm...
You hear me? You hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Well, it's not too bad. With the rain out there, the visibility has diminished a little, so it's a good idea to drive with your lights on. Did you have your lights on this morning?
I did. I still have them. Want to see?
Let's see. Yeah, okay. On Highway 494, the traffic is moving normally, and I've got some projects that are going on today that the drivers should maybe look out for. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. On 35W, the northbound outside lane at 122nd will be closed today from 9 to 3 for deck repair.
Mm.
On 55, the eastbound inside lane from the Crosstown 66 to Mendota Bridge, there'll be a sweeping project from 9 to noon, so should watch out for that. On 55 westbound, Crosstown 66 to the bridge, there will be sweeping from noon to 3. On I-94, the eastbound alternating lane closures in the Lowry Hill Tunnel will be going on from 8:30 to 3. They're going to be washing the tunnel. And on I-94 eastbound, there will be alternating lane closures on the 6th Street Bridge for deck repair from 8:30 to 3:30. And on 494...
Yeah.
The westbound lane from Portland to 35W will be closed from 9 to 3 for the cleaning of the median, and that's about it.
They're going to wash the tunnel, the Lowry Hill Tunnel walls.
Uh-huh.
There goes my favorite reading.
From Penn Avenue South, the vans here are fantastic. Bloomington Chrysler Plymouth on Penn Avenue, just south of 494 in Bloomington.
I've got four tickets to the Salute to the Fabulous 50s coming up this Friday for caller number 11 at 888-4444. Give me a call right now. I'll be there. I'm going to be at Mr. Nibs because our winner of the tickets, Morris Frankel, works there. Morris, what do you do at Nibs?
Busboy.
And you remember the Fabulous 50s?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking to Morris Frankel on the phone here, who lives on Elliott Avenue, South Minneapolis. Got himself four tickets to the Salute to the Fabulous 50s coming up this Friday night. We're going to get those right in the mail to you so that you get them in time. You really do remember the 50s, huh? You don't sound like you're old enough to remember the Fabulous 50s, Morris.
Oh, I hear them every night.
How is that?
They got that Rock in Hollywood on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
White Sidewalls on every other night.
I see. At Nibs, huh?
Yep.
Let me get that Nibs address so we can send him the bill for the ad. I mean, do they really play the 50s music? Do they do a good job of it?
Yeah, they do.
What would you say is your favorite song out of the 50s?
I'd say probably Shaboom.
Shaboom?
Yeah.
Shaboom, shaboom. Yeah-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Can you sing along with it, Morris? I feel like a fool singing by myself.
You sound like a fool singing by yourself.
I feel like a fool singing with a group, as a matter of fact. Well, Morris, we're going to send you out some tickets anyway. I hope you get the night off. Four tickets going out to your house to see the Salute to the Fabulous 50s this Friday night.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Have a good day. It's 21 past 7 now, 7:21 at DGY. By the way, you can have a chance to go to lunch with myself, Don Martin. Also with Judy and Charlie, we're going to take several people out to lunch at the Roadway Inn along 494. And all you have to do to win is stop by and register at any of the Goodman Jewelry Stores in the metropolitan Twin Cities area. If you're one of the people we draw out, you'll go to lunch with us. Charlie and Judy and me at the Roadway Inn. Got to be 16 or over. No purchase necessary. Hurry up and register.
Chance of rain or thunder showers today through tomorrow. High today about 66. Low tonight 45. And the high tomorrow 65. 7:30. Cloudy skies and 51 degrees.
DGY. Barry Manilow and it's a miracle. Miracle I've gotten this far. 26. Before 8 at DGY, we have 51 degrees, overcast skies in the Twin Cities, and coming up in just seconds, Christ the Love Lord with Judy Pruitt. Did you ever have to finally 26, 24 before 8? There's a big argument going on. Ms. Judy Prudy has moved in, and Mark Anderson, who needs more love life advice than anybody I can think of, is arguing with her over why he shouldn't have a chance to win one of those Playboy magazine subscriptions. Isn't it the truth?
Well, somebody needs help here.
Yes, they do. We do have another letter for you this morning, Ms. Judy Prudy.
Which is it today?
I shall read it to you.
Please do.
Dear Judy, I am just at the end of my rope. I have tried everything, but George doesn't trust me or any woman anymore. My growing relationship with George has been destroyed. It's taken me years to cultivate George, and he had become everything I could ever hope for. He had strong, sturdy limbs and had grown to such fantastic proportions. He responded to my every word and gesture. He loved sitting by the radio, listening to the music with me. Now, George has become vicious. He's droopy and limp. He does not respond to anything except whenever a woman gets too close to him. Then he seems to bounce right up and tries to hurt us. The thing that makes me so angry is that it was your advice to my friend Sue that caused this moldering away of George's emotional state. Perhaps you cannot remember, Sue. She had a problem with Gerald, her ivy plant, and wanted to kiss him, so you told her where to find his lips. You also told her that she would be better off with a rubber plant. She decided to take your advice and experimented on George, my rubber plant. She positively molested him, and he bounced right back all right and bit her on the finger. Now George is hateful, and I am heartbroken. Just what do you intend to do about it? Signed, Jerry Olson. P.S. My friend Sue works with me, and she's on a medical leave until her finger heals and is very angry that you did not give her the true facts about how a rubber plant bounces back.
I'm sorry I laughed, but... My dear Jerry Olson, what pray tell do you think this is, a garden club? I tell you girls what to do, and you don't do it. Am I to blame, I ask you? I think that perhaps George's problem may be easily solved. Number one, you say he used to like listening to the radio. Maybe you've been switching stations. That is a no-no. Let him listen to Judy Prudy and see if his little leaves don't stand up straight. Number two, tell him jokes now and then like this one. George, where does baby corn come from? The stalk brings them. Plant jokes are in. Pesticide jokes are out. Perhaps his lips... Oh, this is number three, by the way. Perhaps his lips are chapped. This will make anybody upset. Or perhaps he has root rot. This is very uncomfortable and will make your plant irregular. Try a mixture of peanut butter and wild hickory nuts and spread it all over George. If this doesn't work, place a box of rubber bands near him and tell him it's his father. I guarantee results.
Is that it?
That's it.
One more plant-oriented comment.
Yes,
please.
And what does Jerry get?
She gets a subscription to the Playgirl magazine. If you have a lovelorn problem that Ms. Judy Prudy can help you with before she takes leave, you can just write to Judy Prudy at DGY. If it's a guy whose letter we answer, you get a year's subscription to Playboy magazine. If it's a girl, a year's subscription to Playgirl. 21 before 8. 21 before 8 at DGY and 51 degrees. Caller number 11 at 888-4444. We got a David Gates Spread album for you. Give me a call right now. 18 before 8 at DGY. Congratulations going out this morning to Michael Barris, Washburn Avenue, South Bloomington. He got that David Gates Red LP. Don't forget to bring your poster. David Gates is the greatest to DGY to the Catman Friday. Could win yourself a pair of tickets to the David Gates DGY concert coming up Wednesday, May 14th. 18 before 8, 51 degrees. It's been going on. I'd say about 2 hours and 45 minutes. DGY, 7:45 now. 15 before 8 at DGY, 51 degrees and overcast skies. We're going to check out all of that weather in just a minute. Service Northwest National Banks, weather ball weather. The 27 full-service Northwestern banks in the Twin Cities area. Judy Prudy is standing by with all of the weather information coming up.
There are nice.
The weather today will be cloudy with a chance of rain or thunder showers.